The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Initials Game.
Music makes me tense.
Perfect, isn't it?
Maybe because I have it titled Tense Music.
That might be.
Well, it is tense music, Steve. Titles be damned.
Yeah.
The Initials Game was created by a morning show host in Minneapolis, Minnesota on KFAN. You can check out editions of it at initialsgame.com. If you want full credit. Would you guys like to think of, or would you like to guess the initials today?
Yes.
What's on the line?
Breakfast.
Okay, guys.
Who's first? Maitland, you're first.
Let's go. RD.
Zero correct. Tommy.
Oh, dang.
Let's do MO.
Zero correct. Hot wings.
Oh boy, okay. Let's go FT.
One correct. LA.
Let's do TH.
Zero correct.
So it's F, guys. Steve, it's all on you.
F. L.
You got one correct.
Oh.
Okay. Come on, Tommy. It's F.
What? He already guessed.
He already guessed.
Oh, yeah, that's a shame.
You, I mean, yeah, F.
Thought maybe trick freebie.
We go. It could happen. C F.
Keep going.
Oh, C F. Okay, you hadn't said that yet. Okay, C F.
C F. Get it on the first one. You get 4 points, and then it descends in point value with each additional clue.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Clue number one, CF, originated in Hawaii. Clue number two, connected to clothing.
Wait, it's F what?
CF.
CF.
CF. I was like, why did I mess this up?
Clue number three, occurs weekly.
Steve. Calendar flip.
Incorrect.
Tommy.
You flip the calendar. Yeah. Tommy.
College football?
Incorrect. Yes, college
yes,
football
originated
in Hawaii and it's connected to clothing.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah, they got to wear clothes.
Those are the only two clues I've given.
Well, I heard the first one. I was
oh, happens weekly.
Oh.
My apologies.
Howings.
Howings.
Coconut fedora.
No.
Oh, good
clue
guess.
Number four, connected to work. Clue number five, this is a relaxation of the rules or policies.
Maitland. Casual Friday.
Correct.
Oh, like Hawaiian shirt Fridays.
Yeah. Okay.
Maitland coming all off right. A victory in this game last time. CF, here we go. Number one, clue two.
Round two.
Clue number one.
There you go. You got it.
Often centered around relationships.
Kelly. A cuck friend.
Oh.
Good answer, good answer.
Man. These good. Are watched.
Well.
Still works.
Yeah, okay.
Clue number three commonly lasts 1 to 3 hours.
I mean,
my gosh. Okay, yeah.
I'm really stuck on that right now.
On the cuck chair?
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Clue number four describes the target audience.
Kelly.
Kelly.
Chick flick.
Correct.
Oh.
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 Kelly gets a point.
I just got one for that?
Yes.
Okay.
CH doesn't even register as a C for me. Like the ch sound.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. CF. Clue number one. Round three. Has variable speeds. Clue number two. Rotates.
Steve.
Steve.
Centrifugal force.
Incorrect.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, that was good.
Clue number three. Has blades.
Maitland.
Maitland.
Chainsaw
Hot
factory.
Wings. Hot wings.
Nope.
Hot wings.
Not the chainsaw factory. Hot wings.
A ceiling fan.
Correct.
Oh, oh yeah.
That is 2 points for the wings. Round four. Clue one. Goes by many different names. Not helpful at all.
No.
Clue number two, often connected to children. Clue number three. One of the words is a body part.
Oh. Oh.
Clue number
Steve.
Four.
Maitland. Tommy.
Clenched fist.
No.
Oh, geez.
That's good. Club feet.
No.
Uh oh, Tiny club Tim. No, I get
that's
it.
So
no,
sad.
I'm good. I'll pass.
Did Tiny Tim have club feet?
He had a club foot, right?
Wasn't well, I don't think limping? It was a club foot. I think he had a disease
leg, like a
of some sort. Yeah.
He had any feet?
Yeah, maybe he had rickets or
diabetes.
Polio.
Restless leg disorder.
He might have had
Wait,
that.
Are we talking about the tiptoe through the tulips guy?
Nope.
No,
this is
no,
definitely
the original,
still the Dickens
yeah.
one.
Oh. Yeah.
Whenever we say Tiny Tim, it's almost never the tiptoe through the tulips guy,
no,
just like it wasn't Friday.
Not true.
Okay, wait, what are the clues again that we've had? It's something about
goes
kids?
Goes by many different names, often connected to children. One of the words is a body part. Clue number four. Thanks. One of the words is an animal.
Ticket, Tommy.
Oh, Kelly.
Kelly was
Tommy.
The first.
No,
oh,
Tommy,
what?
Tommy, got
it. Tommy.
It's like Tommy's percolation alarm.
I know.
Tommy!
Chicken feet.
No.
Aw.
Kelly.
Throw that.
Kelly.
Chicken fingers.
Yes!
Oh. Oh. Chicken
Tommy.
Feet.
I was like, he's got this.
Take an order of chicken feet, please.
Dang it.
Sounds so much more gross.
Kids just love them.
Chicken feet.
You can eat chicken feet, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you can, but only a gremlin would.
CF, clue number one, debuted in 1974. Clue number two now commonly includes the colors blue, yellow, and red. Clue number three, intended for two people.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
Connect four.
Correct. Two more for Hot Wings. He's guessed two right, but he has 4 points, and he's in the lead. Round next. Clue number one, debuted at the end of the 19th century.
Steve.
Steven.
Carbon fiber.
Incorrect. Clue number two, considered mostly flat. Clue number three, commonly considered yellowish or light brown. Clue number four. The most famous version features a rooster on the box.
Hot wings.
Tommy.
Hot wings.
Cornflakes.
Correct. Hot wings with five now.
I feel like the box is actually orange.
Are you thinking of Wheaties?
Yes, I am.
Kellogg's Cornflakes is a white box with a rooster.
Sure is.
But yeah. I thought the same thing. So that's the only reason I thought she's thinking of Wheaties like I am. All right. CF. Hot wings five. Mate one. Kelly, two. Steve and Tommy, available for weddings and funerals.
You've had some strong guesses, though, Steve.
I've written them down just in case they come back around so I can steal it.
Yeah, I haven't written
Smart move.
Yeah.
CF, clue number one, has connections to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Kelly.
Tommy.
Howings.
Cystic fibrosis.
Incorrect. Kelly.
Carbon fiber.
No. Tommy.
Cold flu.
Cold flu. No. Clue number two, featured in The Shining. Clue number three could be connected to irritability. Clue number four could be connected to paranoia. Clue number five, one of the words is a small, simple home commonly found in the wilderness.
Malin.
Maitland.
Cabin fever.
Correct, mate. Scott. Two.
Like cooped up feeling?
Yes, like that.
Yeah.
Just not that. Two more. CF. Clue number one. This is something you experience.
Kelly.
Kelly.
Centrifugal force.
That is wrong.
Dang it.
But it would have worked.
I mean,
so
it
far.
Could.
Yeah, it can
could
be something you could experience.
And clue number two, it falls apart. Often connected to weddings or marriage. You know, when you train to be an astronaut of both of those.
Oh.
Weddings or marriage.
Clue number three can be connected to public speaking or skydiving.
Those are two different things.
But this connects them.
Oh. Kelly. Cold feet.
Two for Kelly.
Nice job. Hey.
Now one behind Hot Wings. CF, last one, double points. Here we go. No, not double points, regular points. Double points if you don't have any. How do you want to be successful in radio? Well, I would say hire a Muppet. CF. Clue number one, gained popularity in the late 1980s. Clue number two, known for their shape. Clue number three, commonly cut or sliced. Clue number four, often seasoned.
Maitland. Curly fries.
That is correct.
Nice.
That is 2 points. And you finish in a tie for second.
Sweet.
With Kelly. Sweet. That's a problem with America now. People settling for second. Not really. Don't care. Nice job, everyone. Great round.
Thanks.
Well done.
Too, yeah.